You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Chins with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Good morning, Dr. Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning. We're going to need this segment this morning. Anybody who's just getting up?
Yep, that's me. Yeah, I'm just waking up.
So we're doing wake up songs. I heard a song and I'm like, oh, that would be fun. I didn't realize there's so many. And it made me think about, this is ancient technology for some of you. Clock radios.
Hey, we have a clock radio.
Yeah.
No, do you?
Yeah, that's still how we wake up. Yeah.
No way. Well, yeah, so for those of you who don't have them and you use those horrible, clanky, weird things on your phone, you used to wake up to the radio, and so the radio would turn on, and it was quite nice to sit in bed and listen to music, you know, instead of what do we have now, the snooze button. But it turns out, so, you know, there's a lot of songs about it. Again, I always get a little surprised, too, because I expect pop songs to be about, you know, love and relationships all the time, but we're going to hear there's so many. So the first one, very famous, Lovely Day by Bill Withers. This is from 1977, and it's actually not necessarily about waking up. It's a metaphor for gratitude, optimism, and positivity. And have a listen out. It has an 18-second note that he holds in it.
Oh, that's right. I've seen people doing... Yeah. Trying to do that.
Is it
me? Oh, really?
Yes. They fail.
So I'm picturing some of you in bed, stretching, yawning, you know, putting a little hand over your mouth.
Yeah, it really sounds like sunlight, doesn't it? Yeah,
here
it
is. And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning. Bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Kirsten, when did you say this one was released?
1977.
It's a perfect song.
It is. And he's got such a beautiful voice. I don't know why he doesn't get talked about more. Bill Withers, he's got other really awesome songs. Lean On Me, Just the Two of Us, Use Me. Okay, and I'm going to tell you something awful, something horrible.
Okay, is he canceled?
In 2021, Lin-Manuel and Demi Lovato did a version.
Oh my God, that is a nightmare.
For some sort of Joe Biden thing, anyway.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Did Demi do some belting?
Yeah, she would have. Absolutely.
Why was Lin-Manuel? That is awful news, Kirsten.
I'm sorry to undo all the beauty that song created in your mind.
Of the track.
How about some of this?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Lovely day.
That's the long belt. It's
my God,
going.
It's still happening.
Straight into another one. Wow. The lungs of this guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got a collapsed lung just listening.
He's not a smoker. He can't be a smoker.
No.
Okay, so you say there's a thing of people trying to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotta look out for that. No,
In the generation of vapors, it's just
I couldn't do it. It's not with COVID and vapors.
COVID and vapors.
Oh my God.
I feel like the record now will be like 5 seconds, right?
Yeah. I feel lightheaded. Yeah.
All right, let's each give it a go.
All right. Okay, right now. No. Everyone changes the station. Annabelle's.
Oh, wow. Okay, if you're in your car.
Yeah, your car's not breaking. That's great.
That's all I got.
Oh, I love that ending. I loved it.
Squeaky.
So vocal fry.
What have we got next, Kirsten?
Okay, this one's iconic. This is Wham. Wake me up before you go.
And what is a jitterbug?
Jitterbug is an old-fashioned dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a species.
And you need to be wearing a big, giant, overgrown t-shirt that says, Choose Life.
Hey, yeah. I think there was an era. I feel like when I was I want to say like 2007, 2008, where Supreme was doing t-shirts that said Choose Life.
No, really?
That, yeah. Oh, what a deep
memory. I didn't know what it was. You
guys are on the deep memory lore vibes today. Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, they had to wind it back and say it's not anti-abortion.
Oh, true. Of course. Oh, yeah. I think the Choose Life people would be, yeah. Confused about that. I don't know how they feel about Wham.
But the t-shirts were a big thing.
Yeah, literally.
And then later there was t-shirts for Frankie Says Relax.
Yeah.
In the same era.
I just think of Ross from Friends.
Frankie Says,
and the tiny little Rachel shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got more lung infection.
Another belter.
Now, this is supposedly written... That Andrew Ridgely, the other guy in the band that everyone forgets, his mom wrote him a little note in the morning, wake me up before you go.
Oh, what the heck, mom? Why'd you do the two?
That needs an edit, and then it'll be a hit song.
That's right. I see a hit.
I saw that on, because I watched the documentary, the Wham Doco.
Oh,
I think the note said up, like she'd written up twice, but then he added the go, like wake me up, and then before you go, and he was like, I'll add another go. Or something like that. Or she'd done it. Yeah. It's so great.
If you need a recommend for a movie about a band, or I guess the movie tells the story of a band that just had successes and no real obstacles.
Yeah, it was really wholesome. Okay. I mean, I'm sure they had... But yeah, but the doco is incredibly optimistic.
It's like, but weren't you competitive?
Listen to the song.
Weren't you competitive or jealous of each other? And they're just like, no, we're actually very supportive and really loved each other.
Yeah, the guy who's not George Michael was like quite happy to step out of the spotlight.
The guy who's not George Michael.
Oh, my God.
And that's how he likes to be referred to.
That.
Yeah.
That's what he prefers.
But see, when... I was wrapping my head around it this week thinking, oh, is it like you're having a nap before going clubbing at night? Like, when are you waking someone up before you go out?
Because you'd be like, oh, bye.
Was she a shift
worker? I'd be annoyed
if
someone did that. Okay, yeah, I'll see you later, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess it's in a time when people go, I don't know, I guess some people go clubbing at like, they go out at like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. And someone's saving the energy.
But why even was mom writing that note? Where was he? What was happening?
That's a good question. Maybe we should listen to the lyrics. Maybe it reveals something.
Well, because that's what I'm not planning on going solo. I thought it was going clubbing.
Yeah, take me dancing.
Yeah, take me dancing
tonight.
But that's obviously not what mom intended.
No. You never know.
Well, maybe she did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. we'll never know.
But. So does this make you feel like waking up, or does this make you feel like putting your hand on the radio pressing snooze?
Yeah, it makes me feel something.
It's a get me out of bed.
I love this song. It's got an absolute fanging bass track. Like the bass performance on this is insane. As is Lovely Day. I wonder if that's a commonality with wake up songs. Is really good bass lines
to get you going at your core.
Yeah.
And our third one is Local by a beautiful artist. I love her. I'm a very soft spot for her. This is Aradna. She was on the Dawn Raid label in the 00s. And I guess, kind of like Wham, it's got, she was going for a retro, she calls it Retro Metro.
I love this song.
Harkening back to the girl groups in the 60s. Which, yeah, you know, a space that black women were charting, you know, in the USA back then.
Yeah, it's a little doo-woppy. Oh, I love this. I love this song. It's just like such a roast of whoever it is she's singing about, being like, come on, get your shit together.
I know. Oh, good. So, yeah, you get it. So this is sort of a different vibe again. She's talking about, you know, stop sleeping around and waking up with pizza boxes near you.
Yeah. And good, it says, yeah, there's a line that's like, said you're going to buy a big house. You ain't got shit right now. Oh, I said, it's like, so you're going to do something, Ian, and then enrolls the year 2008. Yeah.
A little harsh, yeah.
I love a song with a date in it. Just like, really, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just going to crank it.
Yeah.
Someone says that they read an interview that it's a message to herself.
Oh gosh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's good to reflect.
Yeah, telling yourself to like, yeah, get your act together.
Yeah, get your butt out of bed, me. Come on.
Yeah, write a cool song. And she wrote this.
So, you know, I just want to honorable mentions, you know, Evanescence. And Green Day, When September Ends, you know, someone's gonna wake me up inside. But so it's, you know, it's this big metaphor, I guess, obviously even talking to yourself about sort of waking up from your stupor, that, you know, pop artists can be really deep, complicated. So shout out to Porirua, where she's from.
Hell yeah, shout out Porirua. One person texts in saying, iconic wake up song, Everything in Its Right Place from Vanilla Sky.
Ooh.
Do you know that one?
No.
No, I don't know that one. Maybe we'll play that later if it's, if it's suitable.
Yeah, see if it helps.
See if it helps, yeah.
When the weather's like this, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to get out of bed.
Yeah, it's pouring out there.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it works. It totally works, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's go.
It wakes me up.
So like I want a clock radio.
It's like having a second cup of coffee.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Boom. Good. That's a good one.
All right. Thanks heaps, Kirsten. Do you have any other insights on wake up songs?
No. I just, you know.
We're woken up now.
I like the coffee metaphor. That was great. Yeah. But, yeah, think about the deeper meanings. Waking up your soul. Wake yourself up inside.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Can't wake up.
Oh, gosh. All right. That went dark.
That happens. We'll chat to you next week, Kirsten.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Cool. Thank you, Kirsten, and thank you, Drake Street Studios. It was Traveling Tunes.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.